Yes, millions and billions of light rays. Among them, only one ray of light sustains the entire universe. If this is his mahatta, his vibhutis, this is his capacity, this is the Supreme Lord. Naturally, therefore, we are now very anxious to see the Lord himself. If one ray of light can be the sustainer of the whole universe, therefore Arjuna now will ask that Shri Krishna should manifest his divine form. I think we shall take it up next time. No, we finished 10th chapter today. All right, I'll read out to you now.
What you said in the beginning as to when Shri Krishna is enamorating his vibhuti.
Sequence, as I told you, that is a sequence. The invisible gods, superhuman beings, powers, the objects which are physical in character, and among human beings, rishis, munis, conquerors, leaders, kings, and other human beings.
What is the relevance of the transport in the creation or in the God?
Sarpa is a special manifestation of the force of evolution. Normally, Sarpa is supposed to be the instigator among many myths. It is said that it was Sarpa, the snake, which tempted Eve to eat the fruit. That is in the story of Genesis. They were both living in paradise, Adam and Eve. Everything was wonderful. But there was a tree of knowledge, and it had a very beautiful fruit. They wouldn't eat anything. They were forbidden, actually, to eat the fruit of knowledge. But it's a serpent which came and tempted Eve to eat this fruit. And Eve tempted the man. The woman tempted the man. This is the story. Actually, this story is very significant. The paradise is the paradise of Paraprakriti. Adam and Eve are Purusha and Prakriti. The serpent is a force of evolution. There was, as it were, an intention to have the process of evolution as one of the plays of the divine. It was not as if evolution was necessitated. One could have lived in Paraprakriti all the time. There was no need for this kind of an evolutionary process. But this also was possible. As we had said earlier, the real freedom lies exactly here, that when there are many possibles, and all possibles are equally good, and then you choose one of them, then it is completely free. Why you chose one instead of the other? There was no special reason. It was not as if that was better than this. remaining in the evolution, in the paradise was as good as struggling also in the evolutionary process. Both are equally good. So this evolutionary process happened. Now what is that process of evolution is symbolized by the power of the serpent. As a result of this, the fruit of knowledge was eaten. Actually, it was the fruit of ignorance that was eaten, not knowledge. But if you distinguish between wisdom and knowledge, in para-prakriti, everything was wisdom. But now here was a tree of knowledge, which was a kind of ignorance. In fact, ignorance is not necessarily bad. Ignorance is only covering of knowledge, hiding the knowledge, that is all, ignoring the knowledge. A partial manifestation of knowledge is ignorance. So, serpent told Eve that while everything is wonderful here, there is also another enjoyment you can have. When you partially manifest this knowledge, so this is the fruit if you eat, there will be another game possible for you. It is said she was tempted. And then in turn, she tempted Adam. Now this is a very beautiful story, because if you examine how ignorance is the parent of evolutionary movement, and how ignorance actually binds each one of us, who was actually free in the para-prakriti, we all become bound. How does it happen? Purusha by himself is the originator of prakriti. It is therefore said in the Bible that woman was taken out of the rib of man. It is actually the relationship between Purusha and prakriti. Purusha and prakriti are one and the same basically. The being and becoming, Purusha is being and prakriti is becoming. Without being, there can't be any becoming. It is out of the being that becoming is brought out. So you might say out of the rib of the Purusha, of the being, the movement was brought out. Then, this prakriti works out the intention of Purusha. The serpent which came is actually a result of the intention of Purusha. Purusha said, I want to play the game. So that intention was working upon prakriti. It was a message from Purusha to prakriti in the form of this desire for evolution. So it is said that woman tempted man. Actually, it is not true. It is man himself who wanted the evolutionary process. He intended this evolutionary process. So prakriti obediently worked it out. The intention was actually manifestation of Purusha's consciousness. The serpent itself came out basically as a manifestation of the intention of Purusha. Then prakriti worked out.